What up, what up? This is your man, Octavius Williams, coming to you live from Cypher Avenue Studios here in ATL, Georgia. Hey, like I promised, I'm going to start dropping more frequent but very, very short podcasts just to share my thoughts and feelings with you guys when topics pop in my dome and I just got to get the shit off my chest. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but check this out. So let me go ahead and drop this quick topic. What's up with fem dudes not speaking out? I know y'all are like, what the fuck you talk about? You know, fem guys speak out all the time. No, that's not what I'm saying, right? So check this out. You have, we have the ideal in our mind of a stereotypical effeminate guy, right? So we typically, the image that pops in our mind is someone who's sassy, hyper feminine, hyper flamboyant. If you want to relate it to the images that we see on Empire, some of the images that we've seen on Empire or reality TV, they're messy, they're catty. They could be, you know, display certain levels of bitchiness. They participate in the art of shade throwing. You know what I'm talking about. You know the tropes that exist and the stereotypes that exist, right? But all femme guys are not like that. You had a lot of guys who identify as femme or identify as in between who don't subscribe to that narrative. They don't have those characteristics. They don't display that. They're not hyper flamboyant or hyper effeminate. You know, they don't want to be women. They don't act like women. They don't necessarily, like I said, fit those traditional gay culture type stereotypes. They're not into diva worship. They don't listen to gospel music. They're not the way they are because they were raised by single women or single mothers or raised around a lot of women. They come from two-parent households with a healthy balance of masculine and feminine. And a lot of them, again, a lot of them are into sports. You know, they love cars. They love the beauty and art and architecture and design when it comes to automobiles. A lot of them are not into, you know, like the romantic comedy type TV shows or movies. A lot of them like horror movies, action movies, anime. They play video games. They're into comics. But you don't see that side. Either when you see the conversation or the dynamic that's presented, it's mask, it's femme. And when that femme dynamic is presented, it's always presented from a hyper flamboyant, hyper effeminate perspective. And I'm like, well, why aren't these other guys speaking up? Right? And the 5 years of doing this, and I'm being honest, you know, I once had that negative stereotype when it came to effeminate guys or femme guys or gay culture. Some of them are still there. But what I was exposed to was that there were a lot of guys who self-identify as femme or self-identify as in between, who said behind the scenes through emails, direct emails or direct messages via cypheravenue.com or direct messages via social media. It's like, yo, I'm not that way. I don't subscribe to that. That's not how I am. I don't worship at the throne of Beyonce. You know, I'm not in that. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. You know, they were somewhat agreeing with me, but also educating me and letting me know that saying, hey, there's more dynamics here that you may or may not be aware of. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Let me use myself as an example to explain this to you. And I'm like, yo, that's I appreciate that. You know, that's that you're helping me out. You're broadening my horizons and helping me understand something. But as that happened more and more, I started questioning. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why aren't y'all saying this publicly? I'm having these, whether it's on, well, so I just say use the umbrella term social media. You know, I'm having these back and forths with people who identify or self-identify as effeminate or queer or transgender or whatever. I'm having these back and forth or, you know, borderline arguments with people on social media. And I'm getting torn to shreds here about, you know, my questions and dissenting thoughts about the culture. And I'm somewhat, you know, on my own. But behind the scenes, I'm getting direct messages. It's like, yo, I feel you. I agree with you. I think this person's wrong. This, that, and the other. And I'm like, cool. I appreciate it. Let me know that, I'm not by myself here. But wait a minute. I actually was by myself on this thread. Why were you so afraid to speak up? It's the same thing with a lot of masculine identifying cats that I deal with on social media behind the scenes. They will contact me behind the scenes. You know, they don't contact me or get into the discussions publicly where their social media friends bucket can see their comments. They contact me behind the scenes. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you got two groups of guys, one that identifies masculine, another that identifies feminine or in between, that are contacting me privately but not speaking up publicly. Why is that? And the answer is because they're afraid of the backlash from the dominant gay culture. They're afraid of how the gay gatekeepers are going to attack them. They're afraid of how the queer identifying liberals are going to attack them based on their comments. And that's unfortunate. Because, you know, when you think about the gay community and gay culture under this, you know, a rainbow flag of all inclusiveness, is a whole bunch of judgmental, nasty, closed-minded people. That if it's either black or white, all or nothing. And if you have any type of middle-of-the-road, nuanced opinion that's different from theirs, you automatically get attacked. Something's wrong with you. You're deficient in some type of way, shape, or form. Whether you're self-hating, or you're in denial in some way, shape, or form, or you're not open-minded enough. You know, how dare you not like ball and drag culture? You know, that's a part of who we are. And if you don't know, you need to learn your history. And it's like, no, motherfucker, I know about this shit. I'm just not interested in it. Can I have my own things that's separate from the gay culture that I'm interested in? And I feel weird now because the last time that happened, I should have went to the guy who self-identified as femme and said, well, wait a minute, dude, why didn't you back me up? Even though I didn't need it, I can hold my own. And maybe I shouldn't even have said to him, why didn't you back me up? Why didn't you speak up on your own? Why are you, I mean, if you don't have more people speaking up and at least calling out the double standards or hypocrisies, or at least saying, hey, we're all not the same, we're all not a monolith, hey, I'm an example, like some of the folks are doing to me behind the scenes, how do you expect things to change in a way? You feel like your point of view and your voice is marginalized. Okay, well, what are you doing about it? I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm fine, I'm open, that's great that you feel comfortable to come to me and say things to me about it. Absolutely, everybody needs to vent in some way, shape, or form. And that's, I've always had like an open door policy when it came to CypherAvenue.com, you know. I don't know if y'all, I'm a hip hop head, you know. Old Dirty Bastard used to say, you know, Wu-Tang is for the children, you know. Cypher Avenue is for the children. You can always come to me and holler at me about shit. Hell, people's been doing it for years now. But at this point, I feel like maybe I should start pushing back and say, nah, dude, you need to speak up and speak out amongst your own social circles, you know, amongst your Facebook friends, your Twitter feed. You need to start speaking out and saying, well, wait a minute, I understand what the other side's point of view, or I may not agree with you in your totality of your point of view. Y'all motherfuckers need to start speaking out, and that goes for the masculine and the effeminate cats. If you don't feel like you self-identify or have a lot in common with, or you feel like you don't have a place at the table, and I ain't saying beg for a place at the table by any means, but hell, let your shit be heard. You know, let yourself be heard. Whether you feel a part of the community or don't feel a part of the community, but if you feel a part of the community, let your voice be heard. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. That's all I got to say. Definitely like the content if you enjoy it. Hey, you can give it a thumbs up, thumbs down. Either way, I appreciate the feedback. And definitely subscribe and share the content because I'm trying to grow and build this channel so I can start hopefully broadening the horizons in gay culture so we can open up to discussions and have a more nuanced discussion versus a either you're with me on it or against me type of discussion that we seem to always have. Especially within the online spaces and the social media spaces. I mean, it's terrible to me. And also, drop me a line. Leave some comments. Do you agree or disagree? Do you think I'm missing a mark on something? Do you think there's another angle that I don't know about that you would like to expose me to? And also the other listeners about. Definitely drop that comment there because, you know, I'm trying to start and spark the discussion. So I appreciate it, guys. Again, this is a very, very quick podcast. I'm going to try to keep doing a bunch of quick podcasts anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes long. This is to keep the ball rolling and keep the momentum going. So I appreciate you guys. This is Octavius Williams. Until next time, peace.